The Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.
Time now to go inside. It hasn't been a great day for the Cats. AFLW girls got beaten. The VFL boys played a practice match, so results irrelevant. But there has been an injury in the VFL that we're interested in. One of the AFL-listed players and their coach, Shane O'Bree's been good enough to join us. Cheese, Kingy and Benny Cass in the K-Rock Hub covering the Cats and the Crows. But a loss today against Coburg in a practice match, that's irrelevant when you're in practice matches. It's about systems and structure. But we're hearing Cooper Stevens has injured an ankle. Can you give us an update on the seriousness of that injury?
Yeah, go boys. It's one of those ones we've sent him straight away for scans. He's in a tackle. Coop had the ball and just tried to twist out of it when he was getting tackled, and the leg was planted. So it's sort of we're a little bit worried about it. So we'll just get scans and we'll take from there and see how it is. But it doesn't look too good at this stage.
Okay, what the medical staff have any initial thoughts on what it potentially could be, Cheese?
Nah, it's definitely not broken or anything like that. It's just one of those ankles are. Those type of injuries that can take a while, so he's a bit upset and in a fair bit of pain, Cooper. So after he did it, so we just got scans straight away at Deakin, and we're still waiting to hear back on those results.
Okay, fingers crossed everything's okay there. You had a hit out with around, I think, 15 AFL-listed players today, and we were all caught by surprise when you had a bloke running around in number 38 and Jack Henry. We thought he'd be on the plane to Adelaide for sure. He wasn't, but I believe he, among a number of AFL-listed players, were among your best today.
Yeah, he was. He was really good. His attitude and all the areas he wanted to work on his game when he came back was really good and pleasing to see Jack get through the game of football. And he should be pretty confident. I suppose just now with Jack, he was very unlucky not to be in the team. And he pushed his case forward today really strongly. So hopefully he's back in the side next week.
Did matchups with Adelaide potentially cost him in terms of there not being a massively tall forward line?
Not so much, because Jack can play tall and small, so it was more just he's unlucky. We had a lot of guys over the pre-season that in our backline group that had been going pretty well, and Jack was the unfortunate one that got squeezed out, and everything he did today that he needed to work on, he implemented really well, so I'm sure he'll be back in the side next week or putting his case out there for him.
Shane, it's Ben Cass. The Tri Boys had their pants pulled down this morning too in the basketball, just in case you were wondering. They could
update there.
Yeah, they couldn't get near it, unfortunately, the girls. But how do you go managing? You know, you're still a month out from your season starting, and you've probably got a lot of players to play and look at. But then you've also got players in the senior mix trying to put their case forward to get into the senior team. How do you sort of work that, given they're still a month out from your season?
Yeah, it's always a tough one, because we've got three practice matches before our season starts, and we obviously, guys like Jack Henry and Zach Tui that came back today, we sort of want to play a pretty strong team so those guys can sort of keep implementing the same system at AFL level and don't feel out of place. So we've been playing shorter or smaller groups. We haven't been playing big, groups of squad that plays, and that sort of helps with the chemistry and the guys playing reasonable football and like Zach and Jack trying to pass their case, get back in the side next week.
Just an update for the listeners. How are the draftees fitting in? How have you seen the kids that have come in and the newer players to the club?
Yeah, really good. Max Holmes, our first draftee, he was our best player by a bit today. So he plays the inside mid and on the wings as well, and he would have got a heap of the ball, and he just looked really composed. And his assets are, he's like a speeder in the contest, but he can do it for long periods. So we're really happy with Max. That's his first whole game he's been able to play with us. Shannon Neal's another one who's been thrown around. He's going to be a good project player for us, both in the ruck, up forward, or down back, and gone blank. Yeah, Nick Stevens down back as well. Nick's had a really good preseason. He's got a game. Obviously against Collingwood in the practice matches, it's just made it for a lot of those young guys more adapting to what we're trying to teach them at VFL level, so that then when they get the AFL opportunity, they're raring to go. But all signs of those three new draftees going right. And our category B, Paul Sapatolos, he played his first half today, and it was pleasing for him just to get through a half of footy, because he hasn't played a game since he's about 14, I think.
Sapatolos, did you have to sort of ask one of your colleagues there how you might pronounce that? Because I sort of did a hamstring. I realised that it was a sort of a silent T, but how do you go with the old Sapper?
Well, it starts with a T, so you got to work it out pretty quickly. There's no T. You don't pronounce the T, so Sapatolos.
And what do you go with when you're...
He's going well. He's a tall kid that obviously he's basketball background. He's played for Australia and all that sort of things. But he's going to take time. But it was good for him just to play half a game and see what it's all about. And we'll get a gauge where he's at.
What's on tonight, Shane? Just a pizza and a couple of refreshments?
Yeah, just I'll be analysing the game very thoroughly, VFL and AFL. So the way it's going at halftime in the AFL, it's hopefully the boys can flick a switch and turn around pretty quickly. And we've been in those situations before, you never know.
Let's hope they flick something.
Yes. All right, geez, good to talk. Yep. VFL boys, two more practice matches before you take on North Melbourne in round one on April 18. I believe off to Port Melbourne next week for a hit out.
Yeah, we've got Port Melbourne, then a week off, and then we play Collingwood before the season starts.
All right. Look forward to talking to you throughout the year, Cheese. Really appreciate you giving us some of your time and a bit of an update on both Cooper Stevens, but also how some of the AFL boys performed this afternoon, and look forward to talking to you during 2021.
No, thanks, mate, guys. See you later.
Shane O'Bree joining us here for Harmac Holmes. Great to have Harmac Holmes on board K-Rock Football in season 2021. And, of course, everything Harmac Holmes does is defined by doing things the Harmac way. They're volume builders servicing Metro West, Metro North, Geelong, Lara, Bendigo and Ballarat.
The Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.